think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Nigel Dettelbach chose songs to make us happy as we start a new year. Positive message, do-over, do-over. Thank you, this is a gift. This is the Beatles. She loves you. Let's listen. We're so honored, no pun intended, but intended. Every year we try to have a visit with the mayor, talk about the year in review and the year that's coming. So we welcome Lisa Middleton, the mayor of Palm Springs.
Joey, a pleasure to be with you.
Always good to see you at the parades, and you do everything. You go everywhere and do everything. And now you're official.
That's part of the job.
Yes. What do you want to talk about?
Our city, we are in the midst of a really difficult time because COVID has gotten much more prevalent in the last few weeks, and I don't think any of us know exactly how the next few weeks are going to go.
And look what happened to the film festival because of it.
That was really sad. I think all of us were looking forward to that, whether you get to attend in person or just watch it on television as all of the incredible stars show up to Palm Springs each and every year. It will be back, and
yes,
we are doing what is safe. I know Chairman Matzner, this was really rough for him personally to have to make the decision, and for everybody on that board, but it was the only safe thing to take and do.
And I got a call because I am still honored to be the voice of God. S. We private joke between,
yes,
Lisa and myself. But I got a call from New York, and because they're booking all the filmmakers on our show, and they're still not sure if we're going to have all the screenings or not. But I was so saddened, and they said it came out of a Hollywood edict, more or less. It was the Hollywood community that didn't want to risk their stars, who were many of them, I mean, Lady Gaga and all those people involved in current huge projects.
When you consider the millions of dollars that are at risk every time a studio opens its doors for production, and it only takes one individual, particularly one indispensable individual, that can't be on set for days or weeks, and you have an unbelievable disruption. And everyone in this town understands that, and it's something that that we live with.
Yes. And as you said, it will be back. Okay, so I guess the next thing I'd like to hear you comment on is the homeless issue. How are you, what are your thoughts on that as you lead our city?
Homelessness in Palm Springs, as in a number of cities, particularly across the western United States, is really, really difficult these days. And it seems that during the time that we have been down in COVID, things have gotten worse, not better. And we can speculate as to why that may be, but the fact of the matter remains that we've got a number in individuals on our streets who are unhoused. Some are unhoused for very serious economic issues. They were working, they lost their jobs, they are living in cars, they're living in vans, they are doing their best to get back on their feet, and what they need are the financial resources to do so. And to the extent that we can help get them jobs and get them into housing, which we are doing, that really makes a tremendous difference. And we've lost track of just the fact that we have placed, over the last few years, hundreds of individuals who have been homeless
Wow.
in housing, working with organizations such as the Coachella Valley Association of Governments and other entities throughout the area. And the entity that we've started working with within the last year here in Palm Springs that I'm so excited to work with is Martha's Village and Linda Ballard, who is the exceptional leader of Martha's. And while she's stepping down in early 2022 as the CEO, she's going to continue to be involved, and very specifically, she's going to continue to be involved in activities here in Palm Springs.
I used to work with Father Joe a lot.
Yes.
Yes. It's a wonderful facility for families. You have no idea. I mean, children in schools and work classes and wardrobes for people who want to go back into the work. It's a phenomenal charity.
It is, absolutely, and they've got their game down. They know what they are doing. When you walk into Martha's facility in Indio, the staffing is more than sufficient. It is strong staffing with people who are very well led, who know what their job is. They feed hundreds of individuals a day.
Really?
They are working to not only get people off of the streets, but to keep people from going on the streets in the first place. One of the things that they are committed to is working with families, because it is simply true that substantial numbers of those who are homeless are children. They are also very, very frequently seniors.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
And so we paint a picture of some individuals that are homeless, but it is much, much broader. All of that given, it is true that there are a very significant segment of the homeless population that have mental health issues. They have addiction issues. They have been on the streets for years, and they are extremely resistant to getting help. And we've got to, we have the programs to help them if they will take that help. Sometimes we are talking to individuals 6 and 7 and 8 times. But I do have a message for everyone here, and one that I want to deliver. Every time you see someone homeless and you're thinking of giving them $1 or $2 or $3, think of that in terms of the drugs that it will buy. And I know for many individuals who are homeless, they will go out and get some food. But for so many, that money you're giving is not going to go to food.
So what should you give?
You should give them directions to Martha's Village on El Cielo next to the boxing club, where they can be fed, where they will receive vouchers for clothing, where they will have an opportunity to talk to individuals about counseling and moving forward.
Do they have showers and things there?
They have showers and things if you, and that is what they need to do. So,
we're you know what I hand out? McDonald's coupons.
And that's a very good one to take into.
Dick Shalhoub used to take his McDonald's coupons to not just his own fast food restaurants, but the other ones in town where there were homeless gathered outside, and he'd hand them coupons. That way they're not doing the drugs that you spoke of. But I'm going to find that address of Martha's Village on El Cielo and put it on the website.
Wonderful.
Yes, bless your heart.
And giving out food. But do not give cash.
Yes.
What you're doing all so frequently is exacerbating the drug issues in the city. And elsewhere.
Finish your thought.
One last thing.
Always.
For $10 to $15 a day, an individual who is on the streets can gather illegal narcotics in sufficient amount to very clearly deal with their habit.
Goodness.
It only takes a few dollars. We need to be very, very cognizant that individuals are there, and we want them to get off of the streets and into a place where they can get help.
Over. Beautifully said. Kind of begs my next subject. Joey Pals knew you were coming. They wanted you to cover some topics. Homeless was number one from several people. Number two is crime and police. Now, Brian Reyes has gone. I have yet to interview the new police chief, but I hear he's wonderful.
You're going to like Andrew Mills. He's a really talented police chief. He grew up in the San Diego Police Department.
Perfect.
Went on to become the police chief in Eureka, then down to Santa Cruz, California, and now back in Southern California. He and his family are all in Southern California again, and so he was really looking forward to getting back closer to where their children are. He and his wife intend to be a part of this community. We've seen him at a number of events already. Chief Mills has been an innovator everywhere he goes, and we are looking forward to his leadership of our police department.
How's our crime situation here in town, Your Honor?
The crime situation, any crime that happens is a bad crime.
I worded that very, I wanted it back as soon as I asked it. We have good crime here. No.
No. There is never good crime.
Exactly.
If you look over time, this is a good community to take and live in. Violent crime is certainly something that we have very little of. It's not that we do not have any, but we have very little compared to many, many other communities. But we are a tourist community, and tourists are targets of opportunity frequently for those individuals who are doing crime. So one of the things that is really problematic for us is car thefts.
Oh, my.
And as you can imagine, frequently it is someone who is out of town, and we've all been out of town, and you're used to your routines, and you know where you put your keys, and you remember where you lock this and all of that, and then the routine changes, and all of a sudden you're saying, oh my, and then you're saying two other words your mother didn't teach you, and yes, something has happened. Property crime, burglaries are something that are a constant issue for us. What the police will tell you, and I will say again, most of our property crimes are targets of opportunity. The garage door left open by mistake, the living room door left
slider,
open,
yes.
The slider left open, clear signs that somebody is not at home. Not all are. We have our share of folks who are really good at breaking and entering. They don't do it all the time, and they're after the places where they believe that there's going to be the greatest gain to be had by those breaking and enterings.
Well, it's always so insightful to listen to you. I love how you think, always have. I'm pleased you're leading our city. I'm looking forward to it. You're so accessible. Joey Pals can email you, right? Lisa.Middleton, right?
At
PalmSpringsCA.gov.
You are so good.
Oh, fiddle-dee-dee. Well, you're welcome here. You know, we have this segment every month, and the door is open to you, as is your door, open to the community.
Absolutely. One of the things I enjoy is talking with people. Sometimes they've got a compliment to say. Sometimes they've got an experience that is really a difficult one that they've
had. But you're talking.
But we're talking.
Yes.
And that's what we want to do here in Palm Springs. So it's Lisa Middleton at City Hall. You call, and we will make an appointment to get together in person. And you can email me at lisa.middleton@palmspringsca.gov.
Thank you so much for stopping by. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Joy. I hope it was a great Christmas that
yes.
you had. And
tell Santa, start now for next year.
Well, we've got a long list, don't we?
No, and I need him to start thinking about me being good. Thank you so much for coming by. Joey Pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.